agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
More of the same, it seems, for the most part. Mostly ideal weather in Brazil and Argentina with a few dry pockets, yes?
Yeah, and one thing about Argentina, it does look a little more wet. The pattern's gotten a little bit better lately, and that trend's going to continue. If there's an area in South America that's looking a little drier, it looks like Brazil, especially in some of those northeast areas. But conditions there look a little bit better here, especially in the next week.
And we turn our attention then to the U.S., where, boy, it continues to be cold.
It's going to be just a pattern going into February that's just not going to change much. A lot of the same fundamental conditions that have led to the very cold winter in the Midwest will continue into February. I do think we're going to see a more westward shift in some of the cold and stormy weather, but it's really not going to do a lot for especially folks in the Corn Belt. While it may not be as cold at times in February, I think we may make up with that with better opportunities for snowfall.
What are the factors that have led to this cold snap this winter?
Well, a few things, you know, what we call on the macro level. The key driver to this winter has been warm temperatures in the water just off the west coast of Canada and the Gulf of Alaska. Simply put, what ends up happening is you get high pressure that builds along the west coast, partly the reason for the drought on the west coast. But when you put high pressure and you extend it very far north into the Gulf of Alaska, into those higher latitudes, it forces a lot of that high latitude cold south.
So what are the things that can break that up?
Basically what we got to do is we got to get into March, got to get the days longer, the nights shorter, and start warming things up and changing weather patterns in many areas of the northern latitudes.
All right, let's take it back to the now, where I believe more storms are going to produce snow across the central plains and the lower eastern Midwest.
Yeah, definitely. And what we're going to see is a real battle take place. There's going to be more in the way of this cold coming, but also there's going to be more Pacific influence now. This is going to make for more energetic storms across the nation's midsection. This is going to help some dry areas of the southwestern and central plain states, which haven't really had much snow this season. That's going to change. We also have some good news for central and northern California, Washington, and Oregon. In the next week, those areas have a chance of precipitation as well.
But places like Indiana could get hit pretty hard, I suspect.
Yeah, really. The whole Midwest, you know, we don't see it as severely cold, but we do see snow chances getting higher in February.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, have you reserved your tickets for the March 4th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting yet at the Beef House? They're just $30. Call 217-333-7300 to reserve your seats for the event with your major credit card. 217-333-7300. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.